Hello, we are Group P3, and this is our capstone project on fuel production from waste plastics. The global plastic production rate is expected to double by the year 2050. Due to a lack of recycling facilities in Canada, nearly 90% of the waste plastics end up in landfills or the ocean. These plastics cause considerable damage to the ecosystems they encounter, killing wildlife and leaching harmful chemicals into the environment. Once plastic is in the ocean, it's very difficult to retrieve, so it is critical that an alternative method of disposal is undertaken to prevent this from happening. Our solution is to collect these plastics and break them back down into the fossil fuels that they originated from by means of pyrolysis. Pyrolysis is the decomposition of material brought about by high temperatures in an inert atmosphere. Not only does this decrease the enormous number of plastics in oceans and landfills, it also provides an alternative fuel source without exploiting natural resources. As the population in the Lower Mainland continues to grow, both the demand for energy and excess of plastic waste will increase, leaving a considerable market for our process. To make this process possible, a custom screw kiln reactor was designed. To maintain an inert atmosphere, the reactor is choke-fed in a feed hopper. From here, it is preheated in the hopper discharge channel, where air heated by our products is recycled to recover energy that would otherwise be wasted. The plastic is carried through the reactor by a motorized screw, which maintains pressure and carries solid char to the discharge cone. The char is held in a discharge hopper prior to collection to prevent the backflow of air into the reactor. Inside the reactor, plastics are heated by energy released from combustion in a furnace. To minimize heat losses, the furnace is integrated into the reactor, surrounding it completely for even heating to sustain the pyrolysis reaction. Air and fuel are fed to the furnace at a 10-to-1 ratio, and cross-limiting with oxygen trim control is implemented to ensure safe operation. This process is unique in a variety of ways. Typically, thermal pyrolysis is operated as a batch process because of the requirement for an inert atmosphere. Using our custom reactor, we're able to implement continuous operation. This allows us to process more plastics comparatively, making this the largest capacity facility of its kind in Canada. Additionally, the recycling of our light gases and energy recovery from the pyrolysis products reduces plant operating costs and waste heat. Because of these recycle loops, plant production could continue to operate at a reduced capacity in the event of a natural gas shortage. Prior to entering our process, the waste plastics are washed, shredded, sorted, and dried. They are transported on a conveyor to the reactor feed hopper. In the pyrolysis reactor, the plastics are heated to a temperature of 450 degrees Celsius, at which they naturally decompose into straight chain hydrocarbons of various lengths. After leaving the reactor, the pyrolysis products are quickly cooled in a shell and tube heat exchanger to prevent any further cracking of the hydrocarbon chains. Air acts as a cooling medium and is then sent to the reactor feed hopper to preheat the plastic feedstock. A second shell and tube heat exchanger is used to cool the pyrolysis products to saturation before being sent to the fractionation column. In the fractionation column, products are separated based on boiling point. The lightest hydrocarbons are recycled and undergo combustion in the furnace to heat the reactor. Kerosene and gas oil will be sent to other facilities for further refining, and residuum is sent for disposal. The remaining hydrocarbons are sent to a naphtha stabilizer, followed by a naphtha separator. In the naphtha stabilizer, liquefied petroleum gas is separated from naphtha. Naphtha exits from the bottom of the stabilizer and is sent to the naphtha separator to be split into light and heavy naphtha to be sold. Annual production rates for all products are shown on the right-hand side of the process description. The capital cost of the project is $16.2 million, which includes land costs, equipment and installation costs, startup costs, and a 10% contingency. The annual operating costs include workers' salaries, equipment maintenance, and utilities. This comes to a total of $1.5 million per year. The expected annual revenue is $3.7 million. This value is calculated using the weighted average of the four possible scenarios presented. These four cases were designed to illustrate the potential revenue gained or lost if the capacity of the plant is altered or if fuel prices change. Energy savings were calculated for the furnace. We expect to save around $300,000 per year in utility costs by using the light gases produced from pyrolysis in our facility to power the furnace. A 10-year cash flow analysis was performed to evaluate the net present worth of the project. This value was calculated to be negative $3.2 million, meaning that 10 years from now, the project will not yet have reached break-even point and the capital costs will still be in the process of being paid off. Due to the variability in the annual profit year to year, the actual payback period is expected to be between 13 and 15 years. To summarize, this process would divert 8,350 tons of waste plastic from landfills in the BC Lower Mainland annually to produce a range of fuels for commercial use. The quantity of fuel produced would amount to 360,000 gigajoules of energy annually, equivalent to roughly 0.6% of Metro Vancouver's energy consumption. This project would be the first of its kind in Canada, creating an alternative use for waste plastic while generating a valuable product at an annual revenue of $3.6 million. Thank you for listening. If there are any questions, please contact lhergott@alumni.ubc.ca.